good. All right, let's turn to Romans. Our text today is coming from Romans, the 12th chapter. Amen. And this is the time that we're living in. Amen. When we are being challenged on every hand. I believe that the enemy has launched an all-out attack against the church. Amen. Because he knows that his time is winding up. Every day you hear bad news, bad news about things that's coming over the broadcasting air waves. Amen. If it ain't somebody who done shot somebody, if it ain't somebody who done shot up a lot of people, it's about our leaders going to war and fussing and arguing at one another. Amen. It's just bad news everywhere you turn. Amen. We have our government trying to play God play king over God's people. But I believe that God would not have it. But I tell you this, we got to be sharp about what we're doing in this world today, because things are changing and they're changing fast. And the way the world used to be, you might as well forget it, because things will never be the same. Personally, I never thought I would live to see the United States in the condition that is in today. No morals, no God. You can walk down the street and ask 10 people who Jesus Christ is and what does he mean to them. And those people wouldn't even know what you're talking about. People today don't love the Lord like they used to love the Lord. People don't even retain God in their knowledge anymore because they believe that money, houses, land, family, they believe that all these things are their gods because their attention, amen, is constantly focused on these things. And God said in his word, thou shalt not put no other God before me. Graven images or nothing. But I've talked about graven images in the past. America has become a nation of graven images. Amen. Every time somebody famous pops up and they die, they want to create an image of him. And if you go to every city, every state, every province, every village in America, you will find graven images of people. America has fallen so far from God that personally I believe that judgment has already gone forth for America. Amen. And if we don't repent and turn back to God, this nation will be destroyed. I know you don't want to hear this, but this is the time to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Romans 12 and 1 tells us, Paul is writing to the Romans and he says, I beseech ye therefore, brethren. In other words, I beg you. That word beseech, translated from the Greek, means I beg. I beg you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Somebody might say, I heard this before. Amen. But thank God he's given you the mercy to be able to hear it again, because God is trying to tell us something. Amen. God is telling us, amen, that it is time, amen, to present our bodies, ourselves, a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. Which is, that's all God asks us to do in this situation. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. And the second verse says, and be not conformed to this world. In other words, praise God, don't be like the world. If the world is going one way, amen, we should go another way. Wide is the gate to destruction, the Bible says, but narrow is the gate to eternal life. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you know that folk don't even know what's good anymore? We call it good, bad, and bad, good. We're calling up, down, and down, up. This world is in a whirl of trouble when it comes to their relationship with God. And God's wrath, amen, has already gone forth for America. If you look around, we find, amen, that in every sector, in every area of our nation, everything seems to be breaking down. Am I right about it? Everything is breaking down, and it seems like nothing works as it used to work anymore. Airplanes falling out of the air almost every week now. People are killing each other by the number now. Fathers against sons and daughters against mothers. Just as Jesus had predicted or prophesied, these things are coming to pass today. People are being stubborn and don't want to hear what thus saith the Lord anymore. People just don't love anymore. Christians just don't love one another like they ought to love. This is why I believe that Paul said to the Romans, because they were faced with the almost same dilemma. But he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's funny to me that people just don't understand what is right and what is wrong in the world more. They're so selfish and so self-centered that God has no more place in their lives. They have conformed to this world. And because of it, the wrath of God is coming on this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? So that we can see that which is good and that which is bad, and understand that which is right and that which is wrong. It's a shame that people don't even know what's right and wrong anymore. Glory to God. And our leaders are not making it any easier, because they know the way of righteousness, but yet they choose to turn their backs on God for their own selfish purposes. Renew your mind. How do we renew our mind? We got to stop thinking the way we used to think. Amen. We got to begin to take on the mind of Christ and begin to think according to his will by doing his will. Amen. Renew your mind by the word of God. If you want to know what God's will is, look into his word. His word is his last will and testament for the church. And so we need to begin to change our mind. When you change your mind about your thinking, when you change your way of thinking, amen, you begin to change your way of living. But if you don't change your way of thinking, amen, you will go the way of the world and suffer the same consequences that God Himself has promised. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is good, acceptable unto God, and perfect will of God. Men loving men, marrying men, changing their, call themselves, changing their sex. Women doing the same thing, loving women and marrying and changing their sex. And their minds have been corrupted by the enemy, who has spread his wings and gathering his own chicks, because he knows that his time is at hand. Paul says, "For I say," third verse, "through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." People are saying, "We're better than you." They're living like they're better than one another. Let's make America great again. This greatness that they speak of, you can see the manifestation of it right now. They intend to get rid. They're coming against people of color everywhere. They're coming against God's people, the Jewish people, everywhere. Things are getting bad in this world. And we need to arm ourselves with the full armor of God. We need to think like Christ thinks. You want to realize, if you want to know how Jesus thought, go to the Word, for you will find the mind of Christ in the Word. Paul said, "Through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man, according to his own faith." Don't allow folk to hijack your faith. Amen. We have so many folk who have given up their faith and don't even realize it, right in the churches. Amen. They are not putting on the mind of Christ. He says, "Love your neighbor. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you." But folks are fighting, trying to be more than others, right in the church. Many times I have stood behind the pulpit and I watched people rolling their eyes at other people who will stand up and praise the Lord, rolling their eyes at other people whom they have gotten mad with, have been mad with for years, months, days, and still mad. And yet we're sitting in the churches, amen, thinking that we're pleasing God, singing the good old songs of Zion, and think the doors of heaven will open for us because we know all these things. It's not what you know, it's what you do. And I know that God is not pleased with the church today. And the reason I know is because you don't see the things happening in the church today as they did in the early church. The Holy Spirit is not present in most of these churches. That's why you don't see the miracles and the signs and the wonders of God being performed in the churches anymore, because they have replaced the Holy Ghost with tradition, selfishness, self-centeredness. And we think this is pleasing to God. "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul says, For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, don't think too highly of yourself. Don't be so self-centered about yourself. He said, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in this body, and all members have not the same office, we are so jealous of the different offices that exist in the church today. But Paul likens it as the body of Christ. For we are many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. The thumb can't do what the pinky finger does. That's right. The hands, although they may try, can't do what the feet can do. The head can't do what the elbow can do. God has placed everything in the body of Christ as he sees fit, and every one of us have our own office. But there are those of us who think more highly of ourselves than the other parts of the body. Amen. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. We need each other. We can't allow the enemy to come in and separate us like some slaughter of a pig. You take the ham and I'll take the head, and you take the tail and I'll take the hocks. We cannot exist in the body of Christ with the division like it is. And this is why the enemy is able to deceive so many in the churches. This is why the devil is going about throughout the world seeking whom he may devour. This is why we're having wars, rumors of war, hallelujah, earthquakes in different places, things that we've never seen on the face of the earth before are happening right before our eyes. And it is time for us saints to get it right with God. You've heard me say so many times that Jesus is soon to come. But we act like, amen, that he is not coming at all, or that he's delaying his coming. Amen. As I said, people don't love like they used to love. And every man should love the members like they love themselves. But Paul goes on to say, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of our faith. On ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Not so that everybody can see what you give. And he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. And here's where we really miss today. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Not that worldly love. That worldly love says, I'll give you everything you want, that just as long as you do what I say. That's not godly love. That's what the world calls love eros, but God wants us to have that agape type love. Amen. That love, that's brotherly love, that love that esteem others higher than ourselves, that love, amen, that cares for others more than we care for ourselves. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, amen, patience in tribulations, and continuing instant in prayer. I believe that so many of us don't pray like we ought to. I'm convinced that prayer changes things. Amen. But let me say this. Whatever Jesus said in the world that should happen, it's going to happen. But our prayer should be for one another. Our prayer should be for those who can't pray for themselves. Our prayer should be for the world. Amen. Not so much as for ourselves, but for those who are without, those who need prayer. This is why I believe Paul said, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might be able to prove that which is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Today, saints, I hope I have said something. Amen. That will enrich our lives. I hope I've said something, amen, that will sink deep into your spirits and will inspire you to do what thus saith the Lord. Don't say you can't do this because you can. If God said you, if God told you to do it, he must know that you can. Amen. So you got to convince yourself by the renewing of your mind by saying, I can. If God says I can. Because Paul says, I can do all things. All things through Christ who strengthens me.